All right, so we're continuing in the rush in Yom Tov, in Beitza, Daf Chaf Beis. The rush is second parak, Os Yud Zayin. Yeah, so he has a good kasher on Tosos from the from Bamim Madlikin, right? Because what's the case over there? You fill up, right, you're filling up some sort of a kli to drip into the nair. Right, so you shouldn't do that because you might take from it. But over there, it's not going to affect the nair. It's not going to affect the burning. What? Now it's... The case in Bamim Madlikin is that the case, the only is a good case. The guy wants his oil to go, he wants to burn, his lamp only holds 2 hours worth of oil. So what does he do? He sets it up so that he takes an egg, drills a hole in the egg, and fills it up with oil and sets it over the lamp so it'll drip slowly into the lamp. Because you can't overfill the lamp. You can't overfill the lamp before Shabbos, and you can't fill it up on Shabbos. So you have to have another receptacle. You have the egg that's going to slowly release oil into the lamp as the fire burns the oil. It's brilliant. Right? It's perfect. So, but you can't do it. Can't do it. So why can't you do it? Why can't you do it? Why can't you do it? It's just setting up oil for my lamp. I'm allowed to put the oil into the lamp itself. So what's the difference? Put it in the auxiliary chamber. No?
Because you might take it out.
What about the lamp itself? Why are you choshish? You're going to take it out of this and not out of that? Because the lamp itself is disgusting. The lamp itself is disgusting. All the oil in the lamp is disgusting. So you're not choshish, the guy's going to go into his lamp and take it out. But this is kept nice and clean in the eggshell. Right?
You're allowed to take it out of you're allowed to set this up if it's already attached from before.
That's the machlokas, if it's attached from before, right? No, if it's charis or not. If it's charis.
That's
no, but all of these cases, let's do this back here. All of these cases are setting it up before Shabbos, no? All these cases. Yeah. The only question is, are we choshesh that the guy is going to view this secondary repository of oil as like a part, as separate from the kli, from the lamp or part of the lamp? If he looks at it as part of the lamp, he's not going to touch it. Right? But if he looks at it as extraneous, then we're choshesh he's going to take from it.
And what will that be?
Oh, so what will that be? That's what the Rosh's question is. What will that be? So it certainly cannot, we can say that we can say for sure what it won't be. What won't it be? It won't be an immediate kiboy. It won't be an immediate lessening of the intensity of the flame. Right? It won't be equivalent to taking oil directly from the lamp. Right? So what will it be now? The only thing, so that's what the Rosh says. So what will it be? He says, Umeahi. So first was Tosos. But then he says, Umeahi, Umihu. Okay, good clue word, Mihu. He's arguing with Tosos. Hahi de Shoferis al Pianer de Osir, Dilma Osi listab Buki Mine. The only explanation for that is that you're hastening kiboy. Okay, so what's the problem? The problem is, it must be that you're going to be memaher kiboy. She ain't a machish meor on near klal. Shareher nearly ola mole shemen. It's always mole shemen. You're not. Lowering the volume of oil in the nair, and just preventing more from coming in. What's the little vav? It's very small. Okay. Ki min hashvoferes mitaftef tomid l'or nair. Af im yistapik ma'at mishemen shebetoch hashvoferes eino machish me'or nair. Hilchach nearly tam de mistapik min anim shum shemamayar kibuyov. So that's the Rosh's raya. It's a powerful raya. Says, what is the problem of taking the oil out of the eggshell, out of the secondary chamber? It can't be that you're going to lower the intensity of the flame immediately, because you're not touching any of the oil that's involved in the burning now. So it must be the Yimamaher, the Kiboy. So you see, being Yimamaher Kiboy is Usser. So the Achronim want to say that the Tosus is learning, the Chashash is going to take away the whole Shofaris. And somehow that's going to have an immediate effect of lessening the Or. I'm not really sure how that works, but that's what the Tferes Shmuel is trying to explain. All right, but anyway, so the Rush concludes from this that what? That the Isser of being Mestapek is that it's Memaher Kibuyav. V'yafra banan de Rabbi Yossi modu b'ha. Bahai gram kibui the chayef. So now the problem is, how do you differentiate this gram kibui from that gram kibui? Because we said clearly, the Gemara said clearly that gram kibui is mutter. That was machulvus Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi and the Rabbanan. And that was again when the fire is burning and you make a ring of water around it. So that's mamaya kibuyov. So why is that mutter and this aser? Right? They're both a delayed effect. They both have a delayed effect. Correct? They both have a delayed effect. If you're going to say gram kibui means a delayed effect, then what's the difference? So that's why he wants to be mechalek. He says, "The ad kan lo pligi hosam ela mishum dein no geya bedavar hadolek ela osa davar chutzalo hagorem es hakibui kishet tagia shama hadoleka." The only machlokus over there by the water around the fire was because you're not touching the thing that's burning. You're not touching, you're not nogeya the thing that's burning. You're only making something outside of it that's going to cause the kibui when the burning gets there. Right? Setting up a roadblock to the burning. Aval hacha hashemen v'apsila shtehen gormim es hadleka. Here, the oil and the wick are both causing the fire. V'hamamait me'echad mehem u'mimaher es ha'kibui chayav. And if you reduce one of them and hasten the kibui, you're chayav. V'hainu taima denosin shemen b'ner mishum demarich b'havaraso. And that's the same reason why if you add oil, you're chayav because you're lengthening the burn. D'ilu lo nosin shemen b'ner hoyakova. It's almost like funny how the Rush goes into the detail of this, like almost like too obvious how he's overly stating the obvious, right? And he says, because if you wouldn't have added the extra oil, it would have gone out when that oil was consumed. So by putting in the extra oil, I mean, you need a raya that when you put in more oil, you're lengthening the burning. I mean, it's just so funny how he has to state something that is obvious like that, right? And that's the reason why when you put the shemen in the nair, you're marich the havara. Because if you wouldn't have put it in, it would have burned when the oil that was already there burned. Uma shehu dolek mikan ve'elech, havi ki'ilu hu hidliko. See, he's making it very strong, a very strong statement. He's not calling it like a grama, even... He's saying it's like you did it. It's like you did it. It's like you're being madlik that shemen. It's interesting. Why doesn't he say you are being madlik that shemen? Right? Because it's not literally that you're madlik the shemen. You're putting it in the situation where it's going to burn. In other words, he wants to explain to you like this. Don't say that when the shemen burns, don't say I'm just putting something in the way of the dileka. You understand? He's trying to bring your thinking about the nair to a certain method. Don't look at the fire at the tip of the psilo like a separate cheftza, and it's just reaching things. It's just getting to places. You know what I mean? And then you'll say, when I put the shemen in there, the fire gets to it eventually. But that's just putting something in a position that in the future the Leica is gonna act upon it. He says that's not how you look at it really. It's like you're burning it yourself. Now, is the Leica, the Psila and the Shemen itself is the entity of the Leica. And by adding to the Psila, you're adding to the Leica itself. You're adding to the fire itself. That's how he's trying to explain it. So in that sense, by taking away the oil, you're actually reducing the Dleika right now. In other words, if you look at the burning of the oil, if you look at the chiyuv of burn, why does he have to go into such detail about why you're chayiv when you add the oil? You understand what I'm trying to say? B-Mac. No, he doesn't want to say that you're chayiv when you add the oil, because you're putting oil in a place that in the future the Dleika will get to and consume. Meaning to say, like you're throwing fuel in the path of the fire. He doesn't want to say that you're chayev for adding oil because you're putting fuel in the path of the fire. Why? No, but why does he not want to say that? Because then you're going to say when you take oil out, you're just removing something from the path of the fire. You understand? That would be like a gram kibbutz though. You understand? Removing something from the path of the fire is gram kibbutz. Because what are you really doing when you pour water around the fire?
You're removing everything else.
That's right. You're removing fuel. Right? Are you adding water or are you removing fuel?
You're adding water.
You're removing fuel. So, huh? Point to everybody. It doesn't have what to burn. Now, why does fire go out? Because it doesn't have what to burn. Am I playing word games?
Isn't the water... about the water that puts it out? It's just that...
Let's put it this way. You're preparing what would have been fuel to not be able to be consumed. So in other words, you're starving the fire. Basically, that's the way he's looking at it. He's saying the gram kibbutz, he doesn't want... In other words, you have to understand. Whatever, whether you agree with that or not. The basic idea is the same. That the reason why he's going into such detail about why you're chayev when you add the oil is because of the reverse. What do you consider it when you remove the oil? He does not want to say that when you add, listen, it's an important chilek, right? In other words, when you're adding the oil, what are you doing? He doesn't want you to say that there's the fire at the tip and it's coming in contact with more fuel as it burns. And by adding oil, you're allowing it to come in contact in the future with more fuel, right? Like if there's a fire coming, you throw a log 20 feet away from it. That's not what you're doing, Yields. That's not what you're doing. He holds you are actually increasing the entity of Dleika itself. And fire... I mean, this is his chiddush. It's an interesting chiddush. You don't look at the fire at the point of the burn. You look at the components that cause the fire. You don't look at the fire. The fire is not isolated at the point of the energy, where the energy is being transformed. It's not at the flame. The fire is the system of its causes, is all part of the entity of the fire. So he says, when you're adding the oil to the candle, you're actually increasing the entity of the flame, the entity of the fire. That's like being madlik yourself. What's the difference if I take a piece of wood and I throw it into the fire? There's no difference, he's saying. There's really no difference. I'm adding fuel. There's no difference if you're adding fuel to the tongues of the fire or if you're adding fuel to the system of the fire. It's an advanced idea. And in the same sense, he's saying, taking oil out would actually be removing the would be affecting the dlika itself.
The fact that it's going to go out later is just like a simon that like you're affected the dlika itself.
Really, that's right.
The people use that right now. You're affected the dlika itself.
That's right. Because that's what he says. The psila and the shemen are shtehen gormin es hadleika. That's how you look. You got to look at the garment of the dleika. You don't look at the dleika itself. You look at the components of the fire. Fire is an outgrowth of two components. So it's considered to be affecting the fire when you're affecting its components, when you're affecting its causes. That's considered. We don't really interact with fire. We don't really interact with fire alone. We set up situations that allow fire to emerge, and we remove situations that allow fire to exist. That's kiboy, right? Havara is, if a guy takes two sticks and rubs them really fast, so he didn't take fire, and right? But he allowed the wood to ignite. That's havara. But he didn't do anything with fire, right? But he changed the conditions, whether it changed the specific heat of the wood or not, that's a different question. But no, all right. But he created the condition of Havar. And removing it is the same thing. So he says you have to look at the system. You got to define what is your chefza of Havar. And if you're going to add to it or detract from it, you're going to be involved in kibu, in Havara or Kiboy Mamish. I mean, Johnny has a good question. Let's say, what would the... You can't get too carried away with these things, by the way. Right? You can't get too carried away. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to see if you got carried away. Okay? I'm going to ask you this question. Let's say you added oil and then removed it. What would you say?
Okay, double twice.
Well, they need to know that if you add it, you're going
to... What would you say? Right, that's essentially your question. I think brings out your point. Brings out your point. What if you added and removed it? It's a good question, right? Or simple, or even more simple. What is the Rosh Say? What do you say? Or more simple, not to complicate it. What if you added shemen to the nair and then a wind blew it out? But it never burned the shemen that you added. Would you be chayav from avir?
Yeah. Right when you put it in or when it actually
burned? Or ask you another question. What if you put the oil in, right? Getting into like the certain mode of thinking now. It's handy sometimes. But what if it's an hour? Let's say you have an hour left till Shabbos is over. You know where I'm going with this, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the oil can burn for another hour and a half, and you put in more oil. You're gonna be chayv or not? But that question is, I don't want to think about it now. That's not a good question for right now. It's confusing things. Let's take a question that probes, not a question that just confuses. The best question is adding it and it goes out. Would you say you're chayev? Adding it and it goes out. Would you say you're chayev or not? So Isserov says no. Wait, okay, so now they ask me like this. Let's say I took the oil out. Let's say I took the oil out and it went down immediately for another reason. Let's say it would have burned for another hour and a half. I took out half an hour's worth of oil. But now a wind comes by, a guy comes out and comes and puts it out. So it never went out because of my removing the oil. Right? In other words, it comes down to the question like this. Do you say that the Maisa is definitely the, in other words, the, let's put it this way. Take a malacha, right? So there's a certain productivity of the malacha. Correct? There's a certain productivity of the malacha. You could say that is the product of the malacha, let's say. Right? So let's identify the product of the malacha here. The product of the malacha in the first question is undoubtedly the flame. Right? It's the product of the malacha. If there were no flame, there'd be no malacha of havara. That's for sure. So the only question, though, that remains, what we're dealing with is a different question. We're dealing with the question of when do I say that what I do is related to that product. You understand? We're only asking now a question of the iser of malacha is to create the product, is to produce the entity, right? Produce the entity. and we're asking, how closely do I have to be related to the product to say I produced it? If I tell a guy to do it, I'm related somehow. If he, for some reason, does whatever I tell him to do, I am related. I did cause it. He wouldn't have done it without me. But I'm not considered the one who made it. I'm too far removed, right? I'm too far removed. Or if I set up circumstances that chance could or could not light the fire, you know, you say, well, it wasn't really me. It was whatever that intervening cause was. But the question over here is, do I view putting the oil into the lamp as preceding as too far removed from the Havara itself? Do I need to actually take something and kindle it in the flame in order to be associated to the flame that proceeds? That's the only question here. That's the only question here. You understand? But if there's no flame that comes from what I did, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. He's not equating putting the oil in with burning. He's equating it with causing burning directly. Because if you change the essential components, there's nothing more to do. Now, you only say you're a grama when there's another, if there's another step that has to take place. So another step that has to take place requires my doing one thing. It requires three things, I think. It requires three things. It requires you to define the actual maisa of the malacha, right? Meaning to say, like, material being consumed, right, in this case. My action, which is placing material near a fire, and then something intervening that joins what I did to the material being consumed. No, I'm describing it. If I would consider it a grama, you'd have to be able to describe it to be a grama with an intervening step. That's what grama means. It is an intervening step. Right? So the Rush is saying there's no intervening step. That's the chiddush of the Rush. Even though the fire burns the oil slowly, That's not an intervening step. Why is it not an intervening step? Because the fire is burning the entity of Shemen. It's not burning this Shemen, this Shemen, this Shemen, this Shemen. It's not 100 fires that keep generating from one drop of Shemen to the next drop of Shemen. It's one Nair. It's one entity of Eish. That's a combination of Psila and Shemen. Which Shemen is it burning? The Shemen of the Nair. And it's steady and constant. It doesn't get to your Shemen. It's not like that. You understand? It doesn't get to your Shemen. It's a question of, did you change the identity of the Shemen Shebenir? There's no intervening cause. You understand what I'm trying to say? There's no intervening cause. Because you established an entity of Shemen, and that is precisely what is involved in the burning. Okay? And that is precisely what is involved in the burning. So one second. So Adas Lachi, maybe Morris is right now.
I wasn't trying to.
But so now it would seem that Morris is right. But not for what I thought he was saying though. Right? He's right because the svara of the Rush is that you don't look at the Shemen as a piecemeal entity. You look at it as one entity of the fuel of the fire. If you looked at it like the oil that was there and the new oil on the strata that's below, I mean, that's very difficult. How do you know that your oil is going to be the last oil to be burned? Right? That's what was bothering Morris. How do you know your oil is going to be the last oil to be burned? Right? But he means to say, you don't break it up into components. Because if you go the component route, then you have a grumma. Then all you can say is, this fire was burning on this material. I put more material in there, and it will get to my material. Then I didn't do it directly. I only set it up that it should come. But I didn't do the kindling, right? The only way I can say I did the kindling is if the fire is acting directly on my cheftza. But that's the Rosh's Chiddush, that in a situation of a fire, you look at the gomrim. You look at the entities that are the cause of the fire, and you say that is a unified entity that the Nair is operating on. The Nair is the operation on the Psila and the Shemen. If I'm Koveya Mor Shemen, then right now it's burning what I put in. You understand? Because I added to the nature of the Shemen. I altered the Shemen. And if I withdrew from the Shemen, I altered the Shemen. So now the keyboard question is a little bit more difficult. The Havara question I can see. I can see the Havara question. I can see the Havara side saying it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to burn the extra half an hour. Right? Because it's burning what I established. Right? But he's just showing when he says Mikan Veilech, it's Kilu Hidliko. I don't think he means that from that point on it's like you lit it. He means to say that whatever burns later, it's like you're directly being Madlik, that whole thing. But that's the difference. But he holds. If you take the, we can think about those chakirs a little more. But his main point is to show you that's the difference between the fire in Shabbos, where the fire is in one spot. You don't say that the whole house is kavua as the system of the fire. You don't have a psila and a shemen. You have a different kind of a thing. So now, by starving the by taking away the things that are outside of it, those are not really part of the Dileika. Those aren't part of the Dileika. You don't say if a fire lights over here, this whole table is part of the Dileika. So then you're just removing things that are outside the Dileika. You understand? Whereas Tosus holds fire is always at the point of contact with the flame. And that's it. That's the phenomenon of fire. Can't be defined beyond the point of contact of the flame. That's the question. Can you define a system of Nair where it's two Gormim, the psila and the shemen as one system. And the fire is dolek the that entity. Or do you always treat fire like it's at the point of contact of the fuel itself? You saw the toast. You saw the Hagos Ashri. So he says even according to the Rosh, if you had cubes of fat in the let's say you had a dish of oil, and they were cubes, hard chunks of wax or chela, whatever it is, that if the fire would burn down, they would start melting and feeding the fire. But right now they're isolated chunks, then even the Rosh will say you can take them out. Because they're not part of the fuel. They're going to merge into the fuel later. Interesting, why the shemen in the egg is not the same like that? It's a good question.
Why is that? How is that different?
I don't know, it's a good question.
It seems like he's saying that it has to do because it's the same actual thing. Like because there's shemen in the lamb and there's shemen
could be
inside, whereas the house, it seems like it's just a random thing.
He says, "Avol im chaticha ketana shel chelev b'ner doleg v'notel achas mina chatichos mina ner harachokos min apsila ein nira sheichayev u'milu chatchila vade asur lasos bein b'shabes bein b'yom tov v'chein lachtoch mina ner shel shava." Right, that's different. That's definitely a problem according to the Rosh. But anyway, he says v'efshar shebezeh harosh moda she'enu chayev. Like you're saying, it's not liquefied. So if it would be liquid or mechuba, it would be different. Interesting question, all right? Interesting question. Yeah, B-Mac?
Just like for the other side to say that...
No, as in the last case, the Rosh says, don't take the psila from one shemen and put it into another, right? I don't think you'd be chayev achatas if you did that. Because you didn't make a pechem. How can you say osa pechem? You understand? But he's saying it's still osa because you really view it as two separate activities. You view it once as doing a mice of kiboy, and then you're just basically rekindling it. So it never, your mice of kiboy was delayed. So you have the opportunity to do another mice of hadlaka before the kiboy takes place. So in terms of mice iser, it's definitely a mice iser. But I don't see how you can be chayav a. I mean, where's the shear? You need the shear of pechem. Well, you don't have anything. Right. Same thing with all those other cases. It took out the shemen, and then it went out by itself. It's a maisa iser. Would you say you'd be chayav achatas? I don't know. I don't think so. Because you can't say that you were the cause of that pechem, if the wind blew it out. But is it a maisa iser? Yeah. Of course it's a maisa iser. Yeah. Well, if you look at the, just to review, his main chiluk is if you're going to look at adding the oil that the fire is merely reaching something later, then there's no way to be mechalek in the kiboy cases, because then you'll have to say that when I took out the oil, all I did is I removed something that the fire was going to get to, but that's all I did when I took away all the fuel around the fire in the house. You can't look at the deleika and the nair as the point of contact of the fire and the shemen and the psula. Because then you have to look at everything else as just stuff that is not part of the deleika that has the potential to be involved in the deleika. It's just potential. So if it's just potential, so why can't I remove it? You understand? It's only when he adds it into one chefza that he says, now you can't remove it. I mean, that's true. That is a little difficult. I mean, it is a little difficult for the Rosh to include the shroferis as part of the system. I mean, apparently, I guess he holds, if it's kavur that way, mechatchila, that's all part of its shemen.
That's not immediate.
It doesn't have to be that it's contiguous and touching.
That's not immediate.
He doesn't need it to be immediate. Right, it doesn't need to be immediate. It just needs to be that you're tampering with the entity that's burning. It needs to be that you're affecting
What were you saying about immediate before?
I was saying immediate is just another way of. As immediate or delayed is just another way of immediate or intervening, is just the same. It's just another way of expressing whether you're affecting the thing that's burning itself, the thing that's involved in the deleika itself, or something that will be involved in the deleika. That's just conceptually the same thing as saying that all the oil is part of the dleika, or not all the oil is part of the dleika. It's different ways of expressing the same thing.
You don't mean by immediate, you don't mean that it's actually affecting the flame when you take it.
That's correct. Right. But I mean immediately is burning the cheftza that you put in there. Because the cheftza you put in there is now part of the shemen. That's right. It's now part of the shemen. And what is burning? That's right. Will be part of what's being burned is not immediate. Part of what's being burned right now is immediate. Even though the thing I might have put in there, even though the thing I put in there might not burn for another half an hour, it doesn't matter. But putting it in there is reestablishing what the components of the ner are. And then the components of the ner are involved in the dleika right now. All right.
Just quickly, just to clarify what we were talking about yesterday in the end about the cases. You know, you have to understand on Shabbos that there are a lot of malachos that are not immediate. That the result is not immediate. It should not be surprising to you. Like Bishel was saying, you put the food in the oven, and it could take 10 minutes to reach Malchut Ben Jerusalem. So all it means to say is that the placing the food in the oven is considered the direct cause of the bishul that came 10 minutes later. What if you put it in the oven and someone took it out in 5 minutes? So in achanami, you wouldn't be chayev. You wouldn't be chayev achatas, but it definitely is a maisa iser. It's a maisa iser because it's a maisa of that has the tzura of the product. You're not going to be chayev achatas unless the product it comes about. But that has nothing to do with the question of whether it's a maisa iser or not.
Doraisa.
Is it an Isser Doraisa? It would be like, is it an Isser Doraisa? Yeah, Mestavrits and Isser Doraisa. Mestavrits and Isser Doraisa. But at least you'd say it's like Chatzishir. I mean, if you were mechavin just for that 5 minutes, mstava, that would be like a chatzishir. But you have a lot of cases. I mean, you can think up a lot of cases. Like I said, if you throw something 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah, just reviewing quickly. So if it lands, you'd be chayev, and if somebody comes and grabs it, you wouldn't be chayev. Right? But all that means is that by Shabbos, you need the malacha has to take place. And then the question is, were you the cause of it? So some malachas have a time span from the maisa to the product, and some don't. But it's not a kasha that something can happen later that would prevent the product. So the maisa, I don't know. I'm really not sure if it went out earlier, if you'd be chayev, because you could say that's not your maleches machshavas. Your maleches machshavas is to extend the burning. So it didn't do Yom Aleches Machshavas. The Maisa Isser is immediate. So really, Yehuda and Mars can both are right. In terms of the Maisa Isser, it's immediate. But in terms of the Maleches Machshavas, I don't know if you'd say you'd be chayev if it didn't burn actually any longer.
Which case is that?
We put in the extra oil and it went out. Went out by itself. Someone blew it out. A guy extinguished it before it burned the extra half an hour. So what you did never had a product. There was no addition to your maisa caused no addition.
But you wouldn't say once you put in the shemen that it just becomes part of that. That's
I don't know if you'd say that in Shabbos, because in Shabbos you need melechas machshavas. Your kavana was that it shouldn't burn longer. That's what you were adding. Didn't do that. It'd be like in Shabbos is a question, if you throw something 4 amos and it goes 8 amos, or you throw something, you know, if it doesn't happen the way you planned it out, that's a Maleches Machshavas question. If you wanted to pick this fruit and you pick that fruit, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's a more complicated question, but the point is that that's a question of, in terms of the actual product, because need Maleches Machshavas. But in terms of what we're discussing here, Maisa Isser. My sister, you don't get into these complications.